ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। नवत्युत्तम श्लोके नैष्ठिर भवति भास्की। रीडिंग फ्रॉम 11th कैंटो 18th चैप्टर सेकेंड वर्स। चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द वर्णाश्रम धर्म। टेक्स्ट टू। कंदमूल फलैर वन्येर मेदेर वृत्तिम प्रकल्पते वशीत वशीता वल्क वल्कलम वासास त्रिना पर त्रण वर्णा जिनानिवा। कंदमूला फलैर यज्ञैर मेद्येर वृत्तिम प्रकल्पते वशिता वशिता वल्कलम वासास त्रिनापर्ण्या जिनानिवा। कंदमूला फलैर वन्येर मेधेर वृत्तिम प्रकल्पयेत वशिता वल्कलम वासास त्रिनापर्णा जिनानि वा। फलैर्वनेर कैनरुति कल्पयायेत वसितावल्कलं वासास त्रिनापर्णाजिनानिवा। कन्दमूलफलैर्वनेर मेदेर्वृत्तिं प्रकल्पते वसितां वल्कलं वने त्रिनापर्णाजिनानिवा। कंदमूला फलैर्वन्येर मेदेर्वृत्ता प्रकल्पयेत् वसिता वल्कलं वासा जिनापर्णाजिनानिवा। माताजी कंदमूलैर्फलैर्वन्येर वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। कंद विद बल्ब्स, मूला रूट्स, फलेर एंड फ्रूट्स, वनेर growing in the forest, medhe pure, vrittim sustenance, prakalpayet one should arrange, visit vasita one should put on, valkalam tree bark, vasha as clothes, trana grass, parna leaves, अजिनानी एनिमल स्किन्स, वा or translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Having adopted the Varnashrama order of life, one should arrange one's sustenance by eating uncontaminated bulbs, roots and fruits that grow in the forest. One may dress oneself with tree bark, grass, leaves or animal skins. Purport. As renounced sage in the forest does not kill animals, but rather acquires skins from animals who have suffered natural death. According to a passage from Manu Samhita, quoted by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the word medher or pure indicates that while residing in the forest, a sage may not accept honey-based liquor, animal, flesh, fungus, mushroom, horseradish or any hallucinogenic or intoxicating herbs, even those taken as so-called medicine. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Miditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uthapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantha Radha Kantha Namostate Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Avaneshwari Rushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This chapter is entitled Varnashrama Dharma, description of Varnashrama Dharma. In Varnashrama Dharma, the third stage of Varnashrama Dharma is Vanaprastha Ashram. I don't know why Valdev Prabhu asked me to speak on this. I hope he's not hinting at anything. So, Varnashrama Dharma, actually in Bhagavatam there are quite a lot of few examples where it is mentioned of Varnashrama Dharma and it is said how they followed Varnashrama Dharma. One is in the negative aspect, like Vrishabhanu Prabhu very nicely spoke yesterday on Dhritarashtra, was chastised by Vidura and asked to leave. And second, there is Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj goes back home. That description is there of Varnashrama Dharma. And there is a description of Devahuti and Kardama Muni. I think Vrishabhanu Prabhu spoke yesterday in detail about their Grahastha Ashram and all that. So we will try to discuss a little bit on this. Vidura, I think he spoke yesterday, Vidura chastised Dhritarashtra, saying that now you are living a very degraded life. Actually, according to Varnashrama Dharma, for a grahastha, it is his responsibility to take care of his family and his duties. But there is no need for anybody to live a very degraded life where you are completely dependent on somebody else's charity, and for a grahastha it is not required. So that's why when Vidura comes home, actually Vidura had left and he associated with Maitra Muni. There is a description of how Duryodhan insulted him and he had to leave. So this is from a negative aspect where Vidura forced Dhritarashtra to leave household life. And Prithu Maharaj and Kardava Muni, they are the positive aspect where they willingly left. And there is a description of Pandavas retire timely. That one more description is there. Of course, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Pandavas are pure devotees of the Lord. They will definitely go back to Godhead. And even Prithu Maharaj is Shaktyavesh avatar of the Lord. But still, to a certain common man, they followed these Varnashrama Dharma perfectly according to the scriptural injunctions. To set an example for common man to follow, for ordinary living beings to follow. So it is said that Vidura comes and he tells Dhritarashtra that you are living like a dog. There is no need to live such a degraded life. And then Dhritarashtra leaves. So in one of the verses, Vidura says that even if you don't leave, insurmountable time, eternal time, overcomes those who are too much attached to family life. So according to that, anyway, you are forced to leave. So there is much illusion may exist, you know, in a maintainer and a person who is dependent on somebody. Much illusion may exist in a relationship that he is my maintainer and I am dependent on him. But actually, we have to understand both the dependent and the one whom he is depending on, actually, they are maintained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Both are maintained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of these two illusions, the illusion of a dependent and the illusion of the maintainer, the illusion of the maintainer is much stronger. It is said, like, you know, Prabhupada says in another purport, that father is more attached to the son. So, then Narad Muni comes and this Yudhishthira Maharaj is lamenting that Dhritarashtra has left. So that time Narad Muni makes a very nice point. He said, do not lament for anyone because everyone is under the control of the Supreme Lord. It is he only who brings souls together and disperses them. All people attain their fate either suffering or enjoyment due to their karma, due to the reaction of their past deeds. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadam yugi buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me, Supreme Personality of Godhead, with love, I give them the intelligence, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Shishtashtakam, Ayi nandana tanija kinkaram patitam maam vishame bhavambudo kripaya tava pada pankajam sidaduli sadrishim vichintaya. O son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna, I am an eternal servitor. Actually, all of us are eternal servitors of the Lord. But somehow or other, I have forgotten, I have fallen into this ocean of birth and death. And he is helplessly, that we should helplessly pray, please pick me up from this ocean of birth and death and place me at your lotus feet. Even Shankaracharya, he says few things in that Bhaja Govindam prayers. He says that Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Dita. If you read little bit of this Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Dita, Ganga Jala Lavakanika Pita. Even if you have the drop of this holy Ganga, a drop of water, ఆఫ్ దిస్ హోలీ గంగా. సకృదాపియేన మురారి సమర్ష. ఇఫ్ యూ సరెండర్ టు మురారి, ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, సమర్ష, ఇఫ్ యూ కన్వర్స్ విత్ హిమ్ ఆర్ సరెండర్ అన్ టు హిమ్, క్రియతి తస్య యమేన చర్చ. యూ విల్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ టు డూ చర్చ విత్ యమరాజ్. ఇఫ్ యూ డూ జస్ట్ దీస్ త్రీ థింగ్స్, రీడింగ్ భగవద్గీత, హ్యావింగ్ ఫ్యూ డ్రాప్స్ ఆఫ్ గంగా వాటర్, హ్యావింగ్ సర్వింగ్ మురారి, ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్, యూ విల్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ టు డూ కన్ఫ్రంటేషన్ విత్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ యమరాజ్. అండ్ దెన్ ఇన్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద శ్లోకాస్ హీ సేస్, అంగం గలితం ఫలితం ముండం. అంగం గలితం మతలబ్ అట్ అ పర్టిక్యులర్ ఏజ్ దిస్ బాడీ స్టార్ట్స్ డిస్ఇంటిగ్రేటింగ్. అంగం గలితం, ఇట్ కంప్లీట్లీ డిస్ఇంటిగ్రేట్స్. ఫలితం ముండం, యు బికమ్ బాల్డ్. ఫలితం ముండం దశవిన జాతం తుండం, యు ఆర్ టూత్లెస్, యు ఆర్ జస్ట్ విత్ బ్లీడింగ్ గమ్స్. వృద్ధో యాతి గృహీతా దండాం తదపిన ముంచతి ఆశాపిండం. ఈవెన్ అట్ దాట్ స్టేజ్ ఎ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ హ్యాస్ హోప్ దట్ టుమారో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ విల్ బి ఓకే. ద ఓల్డ్ మ్యాన్ హోప్స్ రిమైన్ ఇటర్నలీ స్ట్రాంగ్, డెస్పరేట్లీ క్లింగింగ్ టు ద ఫ్రూట్లెస్ అండ్ ఎవర్ హోప్ఫుల్ డాన్. ఆశాపిండం ముంచతి ఆశాపిండం. సో హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ పర్పట్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్, ఐ మీన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ దట్ హౌ డూ వీ ఫాలో, వాట్ ఈస్ ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వర్ణాశ్రమ ధర్మ. ఐ థింక్ ద ప్రీవియస్ చాప్టర్ వాజ్ అబౌట్ బ్రహ్మచర్య అండ్ గృహస్థ ఆశ్రమ్, హౌస్ హోల్డ్ లైఫ్. అండ్ దెన్ ద థర్డ్ స్టేజ్ ఇస్ వానప్రస్థ అండ్ ద ఫోర్త్ స్టేజ్ ఇస్ సన్యాస ఆశ్రమ్. ద పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ వర్ణాశ్రమ సిస్టమ్ ఈజ్ టు హెల్ప్ పీపుల్ టు గ్రాజువలీ లర్న్ టు కంట్రోల్ దియర్ మైండ్ అండ్ సెన్సెస్ అండ్ కమ్ టు ద పాయింట్ దట్ దే కెన్ ఈవెన్చువలీ బికమ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ మటీరియల్ బాండేజ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఈజీ టు సే, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్. ద వేదిక్ సిస్టమ్ ఆఫ్ ఫోర్ వర్ణ అండ్ ఆశ్రమస్ ఈజ్ వెరీ సైంటిఫిక్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ ఎంటైర్ పర్పస్ ఈజ్ టు ఎనేబుల్ వన్ టు సెన్స్ కంట్రోల్ దియర్ సెన్సెస్. దేర్ ఈస్ నో అదర్ పర్పస్. ఫర్ దిస్ రీజన్ ఇన్ ద వేదిక్ సిస్టమ్ దేర్ వాజ్ బ్రహ్మచారి ఆశ్రమ్. యంగ్ బాయ్స్ అండ్ యంగ్ మెన్ వేర్ ట్రెడిషనలీ థాట్ బై అ గురు టు అబ్జర్వ్ వౌస్ ఆఫ్ సెలిబసీ, రినన్సియేషన్, పావర్టీ. బిఫోర్ ఎంటరింగ్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్ లైఫ్, a young man should be given this training. Why he should be given this training? Because then after he goes through the household life, or when he enters into an household life, he enters household life as a Jitendriya, a conqueror of the senses. Householder who have previously received this brahmachari training, for them it is easier to pass over to the next stage of vanaprastha life. Such a mature student should be allowed to become a grahastha or a householder. And because he was first trained in conquering his senses, he retires from household life and becomes vanaprastha as soon as the strong waves of enjoyment of youthful life passes away. Vanaprastha ashram is actually retired ashram. It is a stage where husband and wife both together after they finish. See, now one more, vanaprastha ashram is not that you are frustrated in grahastha ashram and then you enter vanaprastha ashram. It is not that way. As a householder, we need to perform all our responsibilities perfectly, and then after our responsibilities are over, we enter into this stage of retired life, at which a husband and wife may begin to travel away from home and focus more on spiritual pursuits. The senses are powerful enemies, and the battle to conquer them continues throughout your life, from your childhood to old age. So this vanaprastha system is so designed before household life that in vanaprastha system you follow brahmacharya ashram before household life. That helps a man to move on to vanaprastha and sannyasa ashram. But unfortunately, in this city of Mumbai, we don't have this arrangement. Fortunately, in this temple, Srila Prabhupada has created a house where everybody can stay. and he has created this wonderful vanaprastha, this varnashrama dharma, varnashrama system, where all of us who have not got this opportunity nevertheless can come and participate here. So those who have not received the benefit of such training in their youth can nevertheless take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, and at any stage of life, and begin this process of learning and learning to control the senses and surrendering unto the lotus feet of the Lord by following all the four regulative principles of life. The whole material disease is based on the process of sense gratification. Anywhere you go, they are just speaking about sense gratification. All the billboards, nobody speaks of renunciation or surrendering to the Lord. In the city of Mumbai, if you travel, or nowadays anywhere you travel, the whole propaganda is sense gratification. How do you engage your senses? How do you can accumulate more? How you can grow? How do you grow? By more accumulation. The more you accumulate, the more bigger you become. This whole material creation is based on the process of sense gratification. And liberation from this disease condition is rearrangement of the senses to see the Lord. Now we come here and we see this beautiful form of the Lord. Engage our mind and senses in purifying them by engaging in devotional service. Actually, Vanaprastha is supposed to go into a forest. That was the system. But basically, now we don't have this forest. Traditional engagement, you know, like attending, Vanaprastha should, it is said, should give up this attending these marriages and birthday parties and all these things. But the whole purpose of all this was so that we can focus our mind and senses and our consciousness at the lotus feet of the Lord. We should not be wasting our time in unwanted activities. And basically one more reason of Vanaprastha system is to make our life very simple. To make our life simple. To stay away from home and attach our mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. Of course, in ISKCON society, we see most of the brahmacharis and grihastha ashram and sannyasa ashram. But we see very few Vanaprastha ashram. I don't know, I could be wrong. But fortunately, we could see few in our temple. Very elevated personalities who followed Varnashrama Dharma. Prabhuji, if you remember, Abhiram Gopal Thakur Prabhu. He was from Pakistan, actually. And I remember once he told me, we were in that other room, and he told me that I was standing at the bus stop and I saw a bus, and Srila Prabhupada was sitting at the back seat, and he told me, come on, why are you wasting your time, come on. So he narrates that pastime. And he had a very nice family. He was a very nice entrepreneur. He had his office, he had his business. He had, I think, three sons, and they were all well settled. The younger one was studying in Pune, and then I think even he got married. So by that time, after his wife left her body, he came to the temple. He stayed in the temple. And like Maharaj, and next room was his. He had another room here. Now it has become one hall, but he had another room next to Maharaj's room, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj's room. And he was completely focused. I remember one thing very vividly. He would offer fruits or vegetables to the Lord. He would cook to the Lord and he would cut those fruits and vegetables. And when he would cut, each and every piece would be of the same size. So he was completely focused in his devotional activities. And it is said that when the sabji is cut in the equal, it tastes more better. It tastes better. So he would offer that. And then there was one time, he was not well. He was in the hospital and all that. And devotees had gone for yatra. I think Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra. Everybody had gone. All the brahmacharis and everyone. And he was there and we were all staying here with him. And he was in the hospital. And he was in a very, not in a good state. And he was about to leave his body. So even the doctors there were saying, you know, she can leave his body anytime.
But then he told, I remember he told, I think Sitanath Prabhu was there, he told him that I will not live till I get darshan of my spiritual master. Srimati Radharani is calling me, but still I am just waiting to see my spiritual master and take his permission and go. I don't know, it's done from on a different consciousness. Such purified consciousness he had. So he followed Vanaprastha Ashram perfectly. And then Maharaj came by flight in the evening from there. And Maharaj went, sat next to him and chanted. And then he actually took Guru Maharaj's permission and he told him that Radharani is calling me, can I leave? And then he left his body. So this Varnashrama system we have actually seen in front of us. Of course, Prabhupada had followed the ideal Varnashrama system, where he followed Vanaprastha at a particular age, and then he took sannyas, and then he preached this message all over the world. So Prabhupada is ideal example for all of us to follow. But even today, followers of Srila Prabhupada, we have many people who have, many devotees, sorry, you should not call people, there are many devotees who have followed these principles of Varnashrama Dharma. So this system of four ashramas is also meant to facilitate gradual detachment from matter of by performance of austerity. It is not that we abruptly cut everything and join the ashram. It is a gradual process where gradually we get detached after we complete all our responsibilities. This entire Varnashrama society, Dharma society, is meant for tapasya. Without tapasya or austerity, no human being can get liberation. While members of other three ashrams openly manifest detachment by renunciation of material possessions, but for a grihastha, he cannot. He has to get detached internally by regulating artha and kama according to dharma. He must regulate artha and kama according to dharma and externally appear and do all his responsibilities perfectly. Not only husbands, even wives have this opportunity to cultivate internal detachment from family affairs. Everything is under the control of Krishna. We are completely dependent on the Lord. In the purport where Srila Prabhupada describes of the Pandavas retiring timely, Srila Prabhupada says that everyone's life must be so arranged that the last stage of life, at least last stage of life, if we cannot do in our life, at least the last stage of life, we should be at least 15 or 20 years before we leave our body. Yeah, last 15 or 20 years of our life. At least prior to 20 years prior to death, can be absolutely devoted to the devotional service of the Lord to attain the highest perfection of life. And we, like I said, we have a lot of examples. It is really foolish to engage oneself to the last breath of our life into material engagement and fruitive activities. Because as long as the mind remains engaged in all these things, it is very difficult. As long as the mind remains engaged in all these fruitive activities and material enjoyment, there is no chance for getting out of this conditioned life. It is very difficult. No one should follow this, Prabhupada calls it, suicidal policy of neglecting one's supreme task of attaining the highest perfection of life, namely going back to Godhead. So in this, of course, once there is for debate, there were things, you know, we tried, our mind creates all this confusion in our mind. So one of our doctor devotee, he asked His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj that nowadays life is short. You live for 60 years, 70 years. So at the age of 34 or 28 or 30, I think at the age of 30 we should, or 28 we should give up and take Vanaprastha. So Maharaj said, very in a lighter mood, he said, yeah, then you must get married at the age of 14. So actually our mind speculates all these things. But Shastra say that when we have completed, it is not a sudden process. Suddenly we cannot just give. It's a gradual process where our mind and senses are trained to focus at the lotus feet of the Lord. That is when we can renounce our material pursuit and focus at the lotus feet of the Lord. I can suddenly think of one more devotee who recently left his body, Shripati Prabhu. I think Radhadoti Prabhu recently spoke about him in detail. He was a very successful man. He was having his own business, Hindu Mata Hotel. And before that, I think he was working and he has his own job experience and all that, own credentials he had. And this was his father's restaurant which he was running, and now his son is running that restaurant. And when all his family was settled, at a right time, he left, very peacefully he left, I think in 2004, he left and he went to Vrindavan. He has stayed in Bombay. Bombay is a little more luxurious and more comfortable, whereas material aspects are concerned. But Vrindavan is very austere. But still, he had a very strong desire to serve in Vrindavan. And for the rest of his life, that is maybe from 2014 to 2019, almost 15 years, he stayed in Vrindavan. And he dedicated, every day he would attend Mangalarti, attend the whole morning program, have prasadam in the temple, do some seva in the temple. And he spent 15 years of his life in Vrindavan. And then whenever there was some family function, he would come and he would not wait for long. His son is a good friend of ours, his son and his good wife. They would insist that you please stay for some time. He would not stay. He would attend the program, attend the family function, and immediately he would leave back to Vrindavan to serve the devotees and the Supreme Lord there. And then, whenever we used to go, he would be very happy when he would see devotees there, you know, ISKCON, our Gopinath devotees there. And I remember, every time he would meet me, he would tell me just one thing. You keep in touch with my son and my daughter and my daughter-in-law. You must preach to them and you must get them. Of course, they are very nice devotees. They are very dedicated. And he, son and daughter-in-law, when he fell sick, both of them went and they stayed with him in the hospital. They served him very nicely. And both his sons went, I suppose, yeah. And both the daughter-in-laws, they went. And then he was outside. And then he said, why did you all get me outside? Please take me to Vrindavan. I think somewhere Delhi or somewhere Mathura they had got somewhere. So please take me to Vrindavan. And then they took him to Vrindavan, and after he went there, after a day or so, he left his body. That was a strong desire to leave his body. So in that Vidura's pastime, where Vidura comes to Dhritarashtra, it is said, you know, a saintly person doesn't matter where he is. Because his mind, there is supreme personality of Godhead residing in his heart, and is surrendered completely to the will of the Lord, wherever he goes is a holy place. And wherever that saintly person is, that place is place of pilgrimage, it is said. Vidura is addressed like that. Wherever a saintly person is, that is a place of pilgrimage. So in this way, this Vanaprastha ashram should arrange one's life in such a way that it is comfortably, we can renounce our material household activities. So Yudhishthir Maharaj did this, and of course he engaged the material color of his mind is changed when one washes it from contamination of life and thereby frees it from all contamination by repeated birth and death, frees it from all contamination of repeated birth and death, and situates it in pure spiritual life. So then we have this wonderful example of Prithu Maharaj. There is a very nice this thing in Prithu Maharaj going back. It is said that Prithu Maharaj, when he left and he engaged, went for Vanaprastha, he engaged all his mind and senses so strongly in devotional service. It is said, after retiring from family life, Maharaj Prithu strictly followed rules of retired life and underwent severe austerity in the forest. He engaged in these activities as seriously. Now, this is a very important point. He said, he engaged in these activities as seriously as he engaged in family life, in leading the government and conquering everyone. Now in this purport, Srila Prabhupada makes a very important point. He says it is very necessary for one to become very active in family life. Unfortunately, we should not behave like a vanaprastha in family life. In family life, we have to be very active in our family life. We must be completely focused in taking care, in taking responsibilities of our seniors, our elders. We must be focused on giving protection to our wife, our children. We have to make their life suitable for devotional service. And of course, it is not just family. Actually, it is said that it is our responsibility to take care of all the other ashrams. In grihastha ashram, it is the responsibility of the grihastha to take care of all the other ashrams. Or at least facilitate all the other ashramas. And then it is said that it is not just family, wife, children. It is our responsibilities to society at large. So society at large, to give them the means of perfection of life. It is our responsibility to even, it is said our community, our relatives, our family, then it is society, then the village we live in, then the country we live in, and then the world we stay in. So everything is the responsibility of a grihastha. And when he performs all his responsibility perfectly, and at the meantime focuses his mind and senses at the lotus feet of the Lord and engages in devotional service, then gradually he can follow this path of spiritual life. This is possible only when one engages himself fully in devotional service of the Lord. Prithu Maharaj followed this exactly, all the rules of Vanaprastha Ashram, which is technically known as Vaikanasha Ashram. Vaikanasa Sushashmate means in Vanaprastha life, Susammate means in Vanaprastha life the regulative principles are to be strictly followed. Maharaj Prithu was an ideal character in all sphere of life. Mahajana yena gatasa panta. One should follow in the footsteps of such great Vaishnava acharyas or great kings or great personalities. Thus by following the exemplary character of Maharaj Prithu, one can become perfect in all respects. While living after giving up his body, one can liberate and go back to Godhead. There is one more example of Kardama Muni and Devahuti. When Kardama Muni wants to leave and he is asking for Devahuti's permission, so Devahuti is saying that Devahuti is asking for solace, and he says, "Who will solace me after your departure?" So then, she is blessed with a son. Lord Kapila appears as her son, and it is said that father himself becomes the son. That means not in person, but actually father and son are therefore considered as non-different. Non-different in the son means a widow who has a son is actually not a widow, because her son is the representative of her father, of her husband. The son is the representative of the husband and the responsibility of the son to take care of the mother. So in this episode, Devahuti laments about, and she actually she is very grateful. She says that because my husband I associated with Kardama Muni, all I just desired sense gratification. But because he was very spiritually great, he was spiritually focused, and it is sure that you will be liberated by the benediction of such a saintly association. So when a husband and wife are focused in their endeavor to achieve success in life, everybody benefits. Both of them benefit with each other's association. It is said an intelligent man should utilize good opportunity. And what is good opportunity? One, first is we have taken birth as human being in this Kali Yuga. That is one very good opportunity to perfect our life. Second is to be born in a family of devotees where there is cultivation of spiritual knowledge. Especially in India we see, there is cultivation of devotional knowledge in every household life. So it is very fortunate to be born in such families where there is cultivation of devotional life. This is very rarely obtained. And the greatest opportunity is to be in the association of saintly persons. One should be intelligent enough to know how to utilize material assets or household life for the purpose of spiritual realization. So of course we have wonderful examples in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Ramananda Rai. They were all powerful leaders. They were prime ministers and ministers, and Ramananda Rai was Pratap Rudra's minister, and they were perfectly situated in Grihastha Ashram, and then they renounced everything. They had all the material opulence. They had all the responsibility of taking care of the state and the country. They did all that perfectly. And then when the right time came, they renounced everything and they surrendered at the lotus feet of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada is an ideal example of Vanaprastha Ashram. At the right time he took and he dedicated all his life to uplift suffering humanity. It is only because of Srila Prabhupada's mercy all of us are here today and we are able to sit and discuss this wonderful Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. So what do? We enter into forest, or what do? But Srila Prabhupada has created this wonderful house where we can try to, in Vanaprastha Ashram, we can dedicate more time and energy in serving devotees and dedicating our life in the service of the Lord. I would try to discuss little bit on today's Srivas Pandit's appearance day. So I would just like to read a little bit of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Actually Srivas Thakur's house, or Srivas Angan, is the place where the Sankirtan movement started. Like Srila Prabhupada started his Sankirtan movement from Tomskins Square Park. Similarly, Srivas Angan is the place where this whole Sankirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started this whole Sankirtan movement. This place is actually known as Kolabanga Danga. Kolabanga Danga. This is the place where Khazi's men broke the Mridanga. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very angry by seeing this. So at Srivas Angan, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his associates started this Sankirtan movement. Mahaprabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance in ecstasy here. Every night for 1 year, Lord Chaitanya and his associate would perform ecstatic Sankirtan behind closed doors. So now that place is still maintained. When you enter, on the left hand side is Radha Krishna deities and on the right hand side is Gauranitai deities. And in the center is that deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he, of that Mahaprakash Leela form is there. Srivas Thakur is holding an umbrella over his head and Gadadhar Pandit is waving a chamar. So Mahaprakash form exhibits his different incarnation. I think it is in this place only, behind there is one photograph of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, I suppose. There is one photograph of Bhakti Vinod Thakur with his wife and all his children, I think 15 children. So there is this proper photograph which is there in Srivas Angan only. It is kept behind on the back side. So there is this beautiful deity of Mahaprabhu in his Mahaprakash form, Srivas Thakur holding an umbrella over his head. Now this place is very nice. He accepted worship in this Mahaprakash form. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahaprabhu, accepted worship for 21 hours, displaying his divine form for all his devotees. And there is one small deity of 10-inch Narasimha Dev in the center. This is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his six-hand form to Nityananda Prabhu. Six-hand form holding a bow and arrow, flute and a water pot and a danda. Lord Chaitanya danced in bliss here in Kirtan. So Srivas, there is some identity given of Srivas Pandit. Srivas Angan is where Krishna and Radha in their combined form of Lord Chaitanya reenacted this Ras Leela as the Sankirtan Leela, the congregational chanting of the holy name. Although these two Leelas are non-different, it is said, it is through this Sankirtan Leela that Krishna freely and openly bestowed upon everyone and anyone the same Krishna Prem he enjoys with the gopis in his Ras Leela. Now this is magnanimity of the Lord. Now there is Srivas Pandit's identity is given. Srivas Pandit represents the pure devotee of the Lord. He is an incarnation of Narad Muni, and Narad Muni is the Shaktiyavesh avatar of incarnation of Krishna as a pure devotee. Although appearing and growing up in Srihatta, West Bengal, Srivas Pandit shifted to Navadvip, and the only motive he shifted to Navadvip with his four brothers, and the only motive was to associate with Vaishnavas there, because he got to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vaishnavas are there, he came. Actually, he is a very elderly person. It is said Srivas Thakur and Malati and Malini Mataji, they were associates of Advaita Acharya. They would do bhajan, hear Srimad Bhagavatam in Advaita Acharya's house, and they were close friends of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parents, Sachi Mata. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Srivas Pandit and Malini helped Sachi Mata to bring up Nimai. And Nimai also would accept them as their own parents, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. And even Srivas Pandit and his wife were contemporaries and very close friends of Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would also treat him as his own parents. So Nimai, as his part, saw Srivas Pandit and Malini as his parents only. Of course, there are a lot of pastimes of Srivas Pandit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful and so pleased with Srivas Thakur that he gave mercy to every member of his family. This is really astonishing and very inspiring. He gave mercy to every member of Srivas Thakur's family. Now there is description of Srivas Thakur. It is said, a Vaishnava is so pure that just uttering his name can cleanse the entire universe. So this description is given of Srivas Thakur. It is said, one easily attains the inconceivable association of the Supreme Lord Krishna simply by serving a Vaishnava. In fact, nothing is superior to worship of a Vaishnava. Anyone who offends the Vaishnava or criticizes him has to suffer terrible consequences life after life. Srila Prabhupada said that if you think you can follow Krishna consciousness without the association of devotees, you are in a fool's paradise. I think Avatar Leela Prabhu made this statement on Tuesday. He very nicely explained about Grihastha Ashram and the importance of surrender to Krishna. So in this, there is one, this thing of the glorious master and the glorious household. It is said of Srivas Thakur. So I would just like to read this. The glories of Srivas Thakur are unlimited, and he was so dear to the Lord that in his household also received, the household, everybody received the mercy of the Lord's direct blessings. They received the Lord's direct blessings there. Srivas Thakur had a tailor. Actually, he was a meat eater. He was a Muslim meat eater. One day, Gaurasundara danced and was pleased to see this. This Muslim saw this beautiful form of Gaurasundara dancing with his devotees, and he was actually very pleased from within his heart. See, the devotional service process is so simple. Even if you just become pleased by saving devotees, you will get Krishna's mercy. So this tailor was very pleased to see the devotees dance and the Lord dance. And of course, the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Paramatma within your heart understands what your mood is, what your attitude is, what your consciousness is. And because he realized that this tailor was very pleased by seeing the devotees, he bestowed him with pure devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in an omnipotent super soul in everyone's heart perceive the favorable devotional sentiments and revealed to the tailor his form as Krishna. He actually revealed his form and showed him that form of Krishna to that tailor. And that tailor suddenly became very ecstatic and started jumping around. I have seen, I have seen, I have seen. And then he became a follower of Lord Chaitanya, a devout follower of Lord Chaitanya. And there is this wonderful pastime of maid servant of Srivas Pandit, Dukhi, who became Sukhi. And then there is Braj Bihari Prabhu on Gaur Purnima, explained very nicely, Narayani. How Narayani, a four-year-old niece of Shiva's Pandit, got mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like that, today is appearance day of Shiva's Pandit. So all glories to Shiva's Angan, the place where the Supreme Lord inaugurated the Sankirtan Yajna for the deliverance of the whole world. Shiva's Pandit ki jai. Grantraj Srimatam Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki.